It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good. Really good. My body's feeling good. Like I said, I got off the mound, you know, probably six or seven times in the offseason. Started flipping some breaking balls and, you know, getting after it a little bit. So I'm, you know, doing normal stuff that I was before, and it felt good. So, you know, just keep building from that.
It's hour two of a reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank here on Felger and Mazz, presented by DraftKings. That's Chris Sale saying he feels great, which leads to a Rodenheiser take.
Yep, hot sports takes brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Go to Rodenheiser.com to learn more. So I saw this over the weekend. Sale feels great. Best I've felt in a long time. Haven't had that much time off. Talk to me in August. Like, who gives a rat's ass that you feel great now? With all due respect. Like, am I supposed to get excited about that? When the guy, A, has never really made it through a whole season and been able to pitch well at the end of it. You know, he's never been able to do both things. So now he feels great. Terrific. Is that somehow supposed to make me feel better? And I'm sorry for taking the negative approach on this, and I'm not blaming him for saying it. I'm sure he does feel great. But really, does it matter? He's felt great lots of springs. He can't last. He cannot last. And the whole pneumonia thing, by the way.
I was just going to say, what happened to the pneumonia? Because he looked fresh as a daisy there.
I call bull crap on the pneumonia. And you know what it is? Because Ron Renicki hadn't been manager for more than 5 minutes before he announced that they were changing the pitching program, conveniently enough, and that all the starters were going to be making 6 starts this spring.
What?
You remember that?
Yeah, as opposed to, what, the 2 they made last year or whatever?
Right. So first of all, let me rewind for a second. Because they made the 2 starts last spring or whatever it was. They clearly cut back on the program. Then they sucked. And do you remember Cora saying late in the year, even in the offseason, when everyone's talking about the program, we're not going to change the program, we're going to do it the same way? Then Renicki takes over, and all of a sudden we're changing the program. Boy, that's a neat trick. So all of a sudden it's, yep, we're going to do what everybody wants and pacify everybody. But, by the way, Sale has pneumonia. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have pneumonia. They're backing him off because they know they're going to do the same thing with Sale. Maybe not quite to the extent that they did a year ago, but they don't want you to know they're doing it. So they're going to feed you some bullcrap story that he has pneumonia in freaking March in Florida. Like, how does he get pneumonia down there? I know, and I'm still one of these people that believes pneumonia in the cold weather.
No,
he doesn't have pneumonia. He's fine. Stop it with that. That's bullcrap. They want to push him back, and they don't want to tell you they're doing it, so they feed you some bullcrap story that he has pneumonia. He doesn't have pneumonia. He's fine.
Okay, how about his reaction to the cheating scandal, both across Major League Baseball and with the Red Sox? We're just going to rifle through all the sound and give you some thoughts. He was on the mound for a game where he got poleaxed by the Astros in 2017. Then he probably benefits from it as his team was doing something the next year when they win the World Series. So he's on both sides of it. But I thought he was at least relatively honest on this, Jimmy. I don't know if these are in order or not, but just go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Give me one, Sale one, on talking to investigators.
Well, you saw me play last year. You know I wasn't cheating.
And as a team, you guys seem pretty confident they're not going to find anything.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, I don't, you know, those guys seem confident. I seem confident. You know, I've gave them every bit of information I had. We have no reason to lie to them. you know. So see what happens. Yeah, they asked me, hey, you want to talk to these guys? I was like, yeah, I do, because I, you know, I want to help make this right. So is it frustrating? Yeah. Is it, you know, it took 30 minutes out of one of my days in the off season, whatever, but you know, to get the truth and to make this a better game, I'm in. Until that comes out, no one's going to believe what I say. No one's going to believe what he says. You know, we can sit up here as players in an organization and say all the things we want, but until the hammer drops, that's when the truth comes out.
So he's not, you know, he's the only Red Sox I've heard to say, until this report comes out, doesn't matter what we say, as if he's implying, well, he says until the hammer drops.
Yeah, right. Look, it's one of the things I like about Sale and I admire about him, and I don't know if it's an act, it's bullcrap or what. It doesn't feel to me like he ducks or dodges much.
He's the most un-Red Sox Red Sox. He gives it to you straight.
Yeah.
He
seriously,
really does.
Yeah, really, though,
whereas
right?
J.D. Martinez is like, oh, no, this is going to be squeaky clean. Do you know that? Like, please. At least Sale is saying, hey, who knows? But I talk to them, and I got nothing to hide.
Give me two, Jimmy. Hold them a gunpoint.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. But, I mean, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to go, you know, hold them a gunpoint? What am I going to, you know, sit here and curse them out through a bunch of cameras? If I had something to say to them, I know those guys. I can get one of their numbers and text them and talk to them and, you know, face to face or whatever. But you know, it happened. You know, what are you going to do about it? There's you can sit around and cry about it, or I can get my ass to work, try to win a championship.
So you talk about the Astros.
Yeah, right.
Are you pissed at the Astros? And he says, what am I going to do about it? But he had an interesting comment about, you know, it did cross his mind. I think it's number five. Yeah, number five. Give me number five.
I think they ran out of fireworks in Houston. I mean, that guy on the train, I must have kept his job for another year. That was tough. I mean, I was standing out there on the mound. Like, how the hell are they doing? I mean, they're sitting, they're, you know, hitting breaking balls over the fence, hitting fastballs, you know, at their neck. And, yeah, it crosses your mind, but, you know, what kind of idiot do you look like if they actually weren't? You know, I'm not going to sit here and say they were, because I don't have 100% evidence. I mean, I guess there is in the investigation, but that specific scenario, I don't know.
Okay, so that was good. How are they doing this? Sitting on stuff, hitting breaking balls over the fence, swinging at fastballs at their neck. It's hard for him to fire away when Alex Cora came to Boston and then did, I assume, something similar. But I guess we're all waiting on that.
Yeah. Now look, again, I'm willing to bet that the Red Sox know there's not going to be anything heavy coming out of this thing because they cut a deal. But you know, well, I suppose there's a chance, and we'll see what happens.
Give me number six about the Astros. He says they were good even before the cheating.
They're already an unbelievable team before you even start cheating. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, I think I was more mad at just kind of the game as a whole and what, you know, I'm a part of this too. You know, this is my era of baseball. This is my team, my teammates. This is, you know, all of our names are attached to this for forever. It's like the steroid era. Anybody that played in that time is going to be questioned. So, you know, it's just the future of the game. You always say it's like when you borrow something from somebody, you want to return it in as good a shape, if not better, than you were handed it. And this game was handed to me, and essentially I'm borrowing it. I'm not going to play this game forever, so you know, I want to leave this game in a better way than I started. And if I can do something to impact that, I will. And I'd like to do that. And I think that this puts a negative tone to the game of baseball for, you know, the future players of this game, and it opens up a door that I don't think was open before.
Okay, so along those lines, Jimmy, play number three about steps to be taken.
I think there's some steps to be taken. You know, luckily I'm not running the show. I don't have to figure all that out. But, you know, I think that we just need to get back to playing the game. You know, the X's and O's. If I'm better than you on a certain day, I win. If you're better than me on a certain day, you win. There's been a lot of, you know, chatter, some stuff going on around the league for years now. It's been going on for a while, and I'd like to see it cleaned up. But I think we need to get back to, you know, playing a fair game and really figuring out who the best team is, who instead of who has, you know, a better upper hand.
Yeah, and I'm surprised, and what they deserve blame for is that the players didn't figure it out themselves. And I'm not just talking about on the field, which he'll address here in a second. I'm talking about in your union meetings. When you get, you know, there's a 25-man roster, so there's more position players than pitchers. But still, I mean, 10, 11, 12 of the 25 guys are pitchers. When they get to your union meetings or you're having those, you know, the shop talk, what? How come those guys don't stand up and say, you're stealing from us? Like, I that always surprised me. There's no pushback on that level.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. My guess has something to do with the union leadership. I always felt that way during the steroid era. Like, you know, and that they collectively, they decided they were going to protect the steroid guys. Or maybe it was the leadership. And I mean, and I'm not talking about player leadership. I'm talking about the actual, you know, administrators of the union. We're going to protect them all. In which case, you're burying the innocent to protect the guilty.
So here's what's interesting. Sale says maybe some of this stuff does spill onto the field. Frontier Justice, go ahead.
I think the game polices itself sometimes, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, because I think you're going to see some stuff happen this year, and I don't know if it's right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, guys are certainly welcome to handle things however they want. Different people handle different things differently, and in this scenario, I don't think there's any right or wrong way. Just, you know, guys are going to do what they feel necessary. I think some people feel more cheated than others. And rightfully so.
Okay. You think guys are going to start throwing at each other?
Yep.
Yep. And I think it's a good thing for baseball.
Me too.
Player.
I'm glad you brought this up, Murray. Keep going.
Player hatred and real threats of violence. Like, if you listen to some of these guys over the last couple of weeks, some stuff's going to go down this year, and baseball desperately needs it. This is actually a good thing for baseball.
I agree.
Didn't Correa tell Bellinger to shut the F up today?
Yeah.
They don't play each other, do they?
Good question. I don't know. I'd have to look that up. I don't know what the interleague is.
I hope so, but I doubt it.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Awesome. And I'll tell you what. I'll take, you know, again, they had a list on TV the other day about, you know, the first game where they play Oakland and Mike Fiers. Love that. Love that. And I thought I saw all these dates listed. And I went, ooh, this is going to be good for baseball. This is going to pop, just like Murray said, this is going to pop up every 6 weeks, maybe less.
Hopefully.
Yep. I hope someone drills Altuve right in the ribs.
They don't. They play the NL East.
Right.
And then Correa.
Right in the shoulder where the buzzer is.
Yeah, right in the ass. That's what you're going to get, a fastball right on the left cheek, pal. Here you go. Like, I encourage them to do it.
All-star game.
Okay, so you still think the fix is in for the Red Sox? You think they're going to be exonerated? I'm not so sure. Manfred said something over the weekend that has me wondering. And it relates to Chris Sale there. And Chris Sale sort of maybe gave you an indication. Till the hammer comes down, you know, no one's going to believe us. And it's all what's in the report, basically, is what he said. Which is different than what some of the other guys on the Sox have been saying. He's a little more real about the possibility that there is something there. Is there a possibility that there's something there? Is that back on the table? You'll hear that and your calls, I promise. There's open lines at 617-779-0985.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports, Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There have been a couple of developments in the Boston thing that slowed us down, people who had to be re-interviewed as a result of things, and I am still thinking that, you know, the end of next week we should be done and should have a decision out.
We'll be right back.
Remember last week when Shaughnessy came in here and he, among others, I think, were saying reports coming out today?
Yeah.
And it didn't? So Manfred sort of confirms there was a holdup. A couple of developments, a couple of people had to be re-interviewed. How could that possibly be good news for the Red Sox? That they found something that further exonerates them and we want to interview them again just to make sure? And we're going to take our time to really exonerate these guys because we had a few positive developments for the teams? Or did they keep digging and find something?
No, good question.
Or did someone find out that the report was about to come out and the Sox were about to skate and they called him up and said, hey, wait a minute. You know about this, that, and the other, right? I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Like, the longer it goes, usually the worse it is.
Yeah, and I think, to me, the reason to go back to someone is that someone else said something that said, wait a minute, this contradicts what the first person said. So now we got to go back there and say, hey, they told us this. You told us that. What's the story here? And then you got to go back and find out exactly what the hell the explanation was.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, so I don't know what's coming down on this. Like, I mean, I'm eager to see it. I told you, I think it's a bag job, but we'll see. I'd be lying if I told you I didn't have some doubt.
Meanwhile, one more piece of sound before we go back to your phones. Manfred, he's challenged on why the Astros players weren't punished, and does he feel that they should be punished, and, you know, his response to that.
The one thing that I do take issue with, the notion that anybody in the Houston organization escaped without punishment. And I think if you look at the faces of the Houston players as they've been out there publicly addressing this issue, they have been hurt by this. They will live with questions about what went on in 2017 and 2018 for the rest of their lives. And frankly, it's rare that for any offense, you have a punishment that you will live with for the rest of your life. So I, you know, hope the questions will at least take into account those two thoughts.
Okay, that's kind of a leap, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's...
Their punishment is public shame. How do you feel about that?
Oh, God, please, you still get to cash the checks?
Yes.
I'll take the public shame and cash the checks.
Yes.
And the other thing is, you know, he said also at the, you know, at the onset of this whole process that once you start looking into the players, it becomes difficult to suspend them all, which is really what the issue is. And then he talked about, he even said in one of his explanations, well, you know, part of the reason was we anticipated grievances. And so now you're not going to punish them because you're worried about the grievance. So based on that, if a player is going to appeal his suspension, you shouldn't suspend him at all in the first place. Right? Like what kind of ass backwards thinking is that? So I look at it and say, no, that's garbage. The real reason is he couldn't suspend them all. He needed their cooperation to get to the bottom of it. And the best he could do was go after the head of the snake. So that's what he did.
And their punishment is public shame. I wonder how they're ever going to sleep at night.
I feel like that's my punishment sometimes. Public shame.
As promised, your thoughts. Paul in the truck. Go ahead on the Mookie Betts trade. Paul, hey.
Hello.
You're on.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air, Paul.
Oh, thank you. You know, even before John Henry read his piece today, you know, everybody in Boston sports knows that this is just a payroll dump. Okay, and if you were the Dodgers general manager, okay, knowing this, why would you even offer somebody close to the talent of a Mookie Betts in a trade?
You don't. You can't. You offer them a questionable outfielder with questions on the field and off and in his health. And then you trade a good prospect who's already been traded once before and sort of been shipped around organizations now. So you don't. You can't possibly get value back.
You never do in these deals.
And not that the Red Sox would acknowledge it today. Again, I just think one of the biggest piles of crap that they spun today was just the reason they did it was the value that they got back. Ignoring the fact that they had to redo the trade halfway through. So if they were so compelled by the value, why did they send half of it back? Matt in Methuen. Go ahead, Matt.
Like one of items.
Matthew!
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Guys, this team, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. So they're all about image. They're all about ROI. A year of Mookie Betts, they say, okay, maybe we couldn't win this year, but he'd walk at the end of the year. All right, well, take all this backlash and everything. Is it worth what they got in return?
No, not in my opinion.
So here's my follow-up question. How did they not see this? I mean, how did they not anticipate this? This man was the face of the franchise. When they lost David Ortiz, Mookie Betts, in my opinion, became the de facto face of the Red Sox. And he was young, and he was good, and he's generational. And he's someone you don't – he's the guy we take from the Kansas Cities of the world.
So here's the
answer. Not the ones we let walk out the door. There's no excuse for this.
Here's the answer, Matt. They're lying when they say the CBT wasn't a major, major motivator. Because if you take Mookie Betts into the year and try and trade him at the deadline, that might take you over by the time you get to the deadline. You're not over till you get to the point in the year where all the salaries add up to over 208.
Good point.
So you can start the year over it. And, you know, what I think they should have done is what the Yankees did a couple of years ago with Aroldis Chapman and that group when they took all those guys into that year and then they dealt at the trade deadline and did well, right? And got good assets back for all those players. And then they re-signed Chapman and whatnot. But they took him into the year, saw where they were at, and then dealt at the deadline. But if the Sox do that, maybe they're over the CBT by the time they get to the deadline.
That's a good point.
So it's like they didn't even want to risk it.
No, CBT was a factor here. I mean, again, to say it wasn't, it's just ignoring the reality of it. My only point with Mookie is if Mookie were signed, he wouldn't have been a candidate. I mean, that's all. So the fact that he was unsigned factored in. Okay, that you know, and I mean, that's just the reality of where they were. I'll tell you the other thing that factored in that we don't give enough attention to. J.D. Martinez, if he had opted out,
good point.
You trade Bradley, you're there. You're basically there. Now, you probably still have Price. There's no Bradley, and maybe you don't want Price. But the point is, you're pretty damn close. So, instead, you know, J.D. Martinez, whether he wants to believe it or not, helped ship Mookie Betts out of town.
We've got Mike in Montreal on the Bruins. Hi, Michael.
Yes. How are you guys doing?
Good. What do you got?
Okay, so I just want to have a question. Earlier in your comments when you said that it's not Sheriff's fault if Gallagher is too short. So I think if I do reverse the thing then and I get Gallagher, it's Sheriff in the nuts. Are you going to have the same comment? That Sheriff is too tall.
Did you guys call 911 the other night after he cross-checked him? You call the cops like you did last time?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't, honestly. But the thing is just, you know, to be honest with you, my son played with Patrice Bergeron, so, you know, it's not a question of who did what. It's just a question of NHL suspension stuff, meaning Scherer got $5,000, Claude Julien got $10,000 because he said to the ref he was a prick. So, you know, it's kind of getting funny to watch a game. The NHL is getting, you know, like a joke to me because, you know, you hit somebody on the head, you got 5,000, and you see somebody to go to hell, you got 10,000. So
yeah,
where's
the logic in there? You know, Mike, tell your players to hit back and quit crying.
I'd call him Michel.
Okay? Like whining about the fine.
Yeah. I would tell Michel, votre équipe sucks.
Gallagher was fine. He lived. He's okay. If he got hurt, maybe I'd feel a little worse about it. Otherwise, every now and then, it's okay to cross-check a Canadian in the neck. It's all right. He lived. Everybody lived. It won't be the first time someone cracks Gallagher, and it won't be the last. Spencer in Georgia on the Sox. Go ahead, Spencer.
Patrice de Bergeron. Don't ever let that guy on the radio again.
Oh, I love them.
Red Sox owners hate Boston fans, and it's hilarious to me that they say, well, we're fans first and foremost. Like the pink hats out in the stands, last time they've been to a Red Sox game was 2010. Half the crowd wasn't paying attention, and that's why they feel they can say the things they say. Like, well, we got a haul for Mookie Betts. We got three great players in return, or whatever they said today. That's insane. That is insane that they would come out and say that and not laugh at complete lies. It's ridiculous.
It's just PR spin. They just can't for the life of them tell it like it is, or you know, and who does? But at least approach it
right.
At least approach telling it like it is. At least sound like you're being somewhat genuine. They just can't do it, and that's what gets in the way.
Oh, my gosh. You can't BS it that way. You can't do it to that degree. And so when he says they hate Boston fans, I don't think they necessarily hate Boston fans. I think that they're
just trying to sell them. It's just a constant sell.
They think we're ill-adjusted, and they can somehow pull the wool over our eyes. Like, you know, just tell the truth.
Darren in New Hampshire, quickly. Sorry,
Darren Yardley. I just wanted to talk about representing people in the union.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we always represent everybody to every extent. It just sucks when you have to represent people that are actually cheating or doing wrong, and you have to do it over and over again. On a side note, The last time I was down at Boston Fenway Park, I saw a game that took 2 hours and 5 minutes. Frank Viola pitched, and Pedro Martinez was the other guy, and the game was over in 2 hours and 5 minutes. That's all I got to say.
I thought you were going to go 1967 on me there. Given your age, 2 hours and 5 minutes, please. The union, no, I'm not asking union people to narc on each other. That's just the point. You protect the union and you sort of circle ranks, like that's all. But within that circle, as you're amongst yourselves, you hash it out amongst yourselves because
absolutely.
Half of the union membership is screwing over the other half of the union membership.
Right, fellas, you understand what you're doing to us here? Right? You understand what you're doing
to us? You're taking money out of my pocket and hurting my livelihood.
Totally
so
right.
That's what has always surprised me about the baseball union is that how they protect these guys and sort of allow them to cheat the other half.
To a fault.
Seriously.
Yeah, to a fault. They do. It's unbelievable.
Okay, we continue with your Red Sox thoughts today. We mix in some Bruins at the deadline week from today. I say almost exactly a week. Is it a 4 p.m. Deadline next Monday?
I think it is, yeah.
Lightning make a move. Bruins rumored in on a move. I got a guy for you. Vinny Trocheck, that's my guy. We got that. I want to give you a Brady Watch minute. From the weekend developments. We'll do that next and continue with your phone calls here on Felger and Maz on a Reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
So here's your Brady Watch update. I stopped counting. Help me out there, NBC Sports Boston. How many days till the contract? It's like a month. Like 1 month?
Yeah, exactly, right.
It's the 17th.
28 days, 23 hours, 20 minutes, 37 seconds and counting.
NBC Sports Boston is 30 days. Yeah, I got on the same page with this stuff. It's called 30 days, just to be consistent.
All right.
The tampering period starts the 16th. The signing period starts the 18th. So, T-minus 30 days and counting.
Inside of a month.
Getting to nut-cutting time, Maz.
Yep.
Do you have any thoughts?
I mean, nothing overly new. I told you I was amused. I saw a story this morning about they did simulations with Brady as the quarterback of a bunch of teams, and they had him with Miami going 1-15.
Oh, on Madden 20, yeah, right? I saw this over the weekend, too.
Like I said, I'll take the over.
I said, you know, come on, let's not be ridiculous. They had the Patriots missing the playoffs if he stayed here.
If he stayed.
Yeah, 7-9, I think it was.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
What was it with Dalton?
So I don't think they did the Dalton simulation. Yeah. Actually, now they mentioned, I think it was 11-5. I'm joking.
It was all 32 teams. He won the Super Bowl with the Eagles. The best record, I think, was with the Bears, 13-3. They lose in the NFC Championship game, but there was all different permutations.
He made the playoffs with the Redskins.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, whatever, you know, again, it was a Madden simulation.
But 7-9 with the Patriots.
Yeah. If you're going to be making the playoffs with the Redskins, that simulation sucks.
Okay. So here's the latest, and that is, I think it's the latest. Because, well, it's newsworthy that there's no latest as I fumble around. No movement on Brady talks, writes Mike Reese over the weekend. No movement. It is officially 1 month until the start of the March 16th tampering period, he wrote yesterday. when teams can negotiate with representatives for upcoming free agents, which narrows the timeline for Brady, Kraft, and Belichick to come together and have the all-important meeting to set the table for whether Brady will be back in New England. The Patriots are expected to seek clarity on Brady's intentions before the start of free agency on March 18, because his decision will have a significant trickle-down effect on the team's overall plans. With no movement to date, Reese says, I'm sticking with 80% odds on Brady's return at this time. Okay, so no movement. They haven't made any offers. They haven't talked any numbers. They haven't called them. And they haven't made any contract offers, presumably. Like, that's the reporting. Okay, if the reporting's wrong, the reporting's wrong. But let's just go off the assumption that no numbers have exchanged hands. Belichick has yet to call Brady, and there's nothing in front of him yet. Now, I'm in favor of the Patriots doing this because I'm looking for them to move on. That's my personal preference, that we turn the page and move into the new era, and I'm looking forward to seeing Brady winning with another team and Belichick winning without Brady and that whole thing. So I'm on record as that. I'm ready for the next chapter. So I'm okay with the Patriots doing it. Let me just say that up front. If, however, I were Tom Brady, this would already start to be pissing me off. Like, if I were Brady, I'd already be agitated. Because the whole thing where Brady has said, presumably, is that he wants to feel the love and wants to be respected. And it's not the dollars per se. It's what the contract represents. And all of this. Well, if they're just, you know, stringing him along. In other words,
they're dinking with him.
They're dinking with him. It's like, do you want me or not? Wait, so wait a minute, Robert or Bill. You're going to wait to see what other people offer me before you come in and offer your number? So are you just looking to save the most money again? Or get away with the best deal possible, or you want to, or do you want to take care of me?
It reeks of they don't believe because of his age he's going to get the money like that is being mentioned last week, the 2 years at $60 million from Larry Fitzgerald's dad by the Vegas Raiders.
But I mean, see, the thing is, we all know what the general parameters are.
Yeah. Sure,
Drew Brees signed 2 years, $50 million a couple of years ago, $25 million per, fully guaranteed. The highest paid quarterbacks in the league make $30+ million a year with, you know, a couple of years of that guaranteed. Like, that's it. So it's somewhere between Brees, 2 years and 25 a per, and these guys were making in the mid-30s. That's it. You don't need to see the market, do you? And if you do, I'm Brady, and I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Do you want to take care of me or not? Or are we just dinking around? Are you just trying to save every dollar you can based on what the market is, and you're going to lowball me, or you're making me sweat? You know, as someone has said, who said this just last week? It's so true. If you really want to drive a hard bargain, don't be the first to speak. You know, any negotiation, the first person that says anything is already at a disadvantage. So the Patriots are, you know, are master negotiators. So they're not making the first move. They're not. And if Brady's saying, well, I'm not. Oh, so we're back playing the game? I thought you want, for me to stay, you have to take care of me. You have to show me the respect and the love and build the team and treat me in an upfront manner befitting what I've done for you over the years. And if that's the case, you're not leaving me open in the parlance of you Twitter people. You know, you're not ignoring me. You're not waiting to the last minute to give me an offer. You're not waiting to see what the market is. You're taking care of me. You know what the market is. Take care of me.
You would think so, right?
Do you know what I'm saying? Am I making sense on this?
No, of course. The point being that the if the team really wanted him, they'd be working diligently to prevent him from getting to market.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd do it now. The only variable for me is that they would have done it 2 years ago or a year ago or this past summer. Like, you know, they would have gone to him and said, Tom, we're not going to let you go into the final year. And so once it became clear to him that they were going to let him go into the final year, that's when he said, then take away the franchise tag. If you're going to let me go into the final year, then I'm going to free agency.
But no, I mean, here we are at the last, and it's like, oh, so the team is practicing brinksmanship already? It's like, it was my understanding that Brady wanted a whole different experience. He wanted to feel something from the team that he hasn't felt. And it feels to me like this is just business as usual. We're going to hold you over a barrel. And I know that's a little strong, but you know what I mean? No, this is hardball, Tom. We're not making the first move.
No, we're going to leverage you.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it was my understanding Brady was sick of it and didn't want that anymore and wanted full partnership with the team and a full feeling from the team that he hasn't been getting. And it feels like this is just sort of business as usual. So if I'm him, I'm already agitated. I'm in favor of the team doing it. I want the team moving on. So I get where they're coming from. I can see what they're doing. But my guess is this is not how Brady wanted it to play out with them.
Oh, definitely.
He wanted
not
to feel the love from them. He didn't want to hear like an empty, you know, the dial tone.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think they're playing a negotiating game. So my only question is, what did Brady get like in the past? In other words, did he get agitated in the past and then ultimately because he was agitated said, fine, just go ahead, fine, I'll sign it. And it's over and it's done because you just didn't want to wait anymore or what? I don't know. So I just think they're going to take him down to the wire. They're going to try to make him sweat because they know that he cracks.
T-minus 30 days. Okay, it's getting real. It's getting realer. Get your thoughts on this at 617-779-0985. Also, the Red Sox and the ownership performance today down in Fort Myers. Bruins at the deadline. Got some thoughts on the Red Sox overall viability in this market, popularity, etc., things like that. We'll get to that as well with you right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Oakland or Tennessee offers him $30 million, and the Patriots come in at $20 million. You think he comes back to New England?
I do.
Mike.
I do, Steve.
I'm not Mike. Mike.
I do.
Really?
I think the comfort level, and it's not just a number. What if they do it over 2 years, Steve? Let's just, or 3 years, you know, just to say, we don't want to have this discussion again next year.
So Oakland is going to offer him $30 million a year.
Yeah, let's say 2 years.
And the Patriots offer him 20, and you think he's back here in New England.
I do. You think I'm pretty naive, don't you?
I love you to death.
Sunshine, but, sunshine. It's always sunshine here.
That's it, Mikey. Mike Reese on Channel 4.
Woo!
So Mike Reese, a little sunshine.com reference there. If the Raiders offer Brady $230 million and the Patriots come in at $220 million, does Brady stay?
I wouldn't rule it out.
Me neither. He might. But wouldn't that put the lie to all of this huffing and puffing that he and his crowd are doing? It's like he and his camp and the way it's reflected in the people that cover him in the media, like, not this time, and he wants to be treated with respect, and he's not going to do it this time, and he's done with giving discounts, and he wants to be surrounded by the right people, and it's a partnership this time. And, you know, he's not going to take the banana in the tailpipe. And then the Patriots come in, $20 million. He says, okay, I'll sign it. Like, wouldn't that just put the lie to all of this, of all the huffing and puffing that Brady has done over the years, just to back off at the very last? Wouldn't this be the worst?
Yes. Look, again, so at the end of this thing, I think someone's putting their tail between their legs. I suppose they could come to a resolution that is somewhere in the middle for everybody. But I just don't see happening.
I don't think there is. Because I think the number they want for him is $15 million. Like we talked about last year, that was his base salary each of the last 2 years of his contract. 15. And that's probably what Bill Belichick, you know, that's the number he has in mind. So even if they go to 25, that's way over what Bill Belichick would do. Even if they go to 20, for crying out loud, I think. So
you think 2 at 50 would be Kraft putting his tail between his legs?
Belichick putting his tail between his legs.
Okay, see, I think Kraft would overrule him, and they would do it. That's what I'm saying.
But Kraft will give him anything. Kraft will give him the money. It's Bill acquiescing to Yeah, it would be Bill putting his tail between his legs or just being overruled by the owner.
Right. Okay, so someone's going to come out of this looking bad. No two ways about it. I just think I've always felt the years are more important to Brady than the money. And so if they made a two-year commitment and it was less money than what was on the market, he might take it. I would not rule that out.
Okay, so Tom Brady potentially leaving will be the DN Van Lines move around the league. You just heard me talking about it. Making a league move requires research and a little guesswork, something you don't need when you call my mover DN Van Lines. The Brady Watch, 30 days remaining. And, you know, Mike Reese thinks he just takes the cheese again. He just takes it. Just takes it from the team because he always has. Is this year any different? He's sure talking to all the things leading up to it are way different. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He asked and was granted no franchise tag. He shipped his family out of town. They're all in New York. The house is boarded up, you know, I'm speaking
figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively speaking. They're out of the house. It's on the market. He's out. Charity link is severed. All ties to Boston severed. He's out. So he's certainly put himself in position to walk away. Can he actually do it? Would he actually do it?
I don't know.
Right? Me neither, Maz. I mean, if the Pats were 2-20 per and the Raiders are 2-30 per, would he take the Patriots offer? And he just might. I agree. He just might. He's done it in the past. All right, your thoughts on this? Let's grab Mike in Nashville. Go ahead, Mike.
Michael! I pretty much agree totally with the way you guys are reading the situation. Brady wants to come back. The Patriots want him back, but they're playing hardball. They want him back on their terms. So it comes down to, you know, does he, like you said, take the cheese, go back to the Patriots, or, you know, and the whole Super G, what's her influence anymore? Are they split up?
I don't know. I think they're together. She was nibbling his ear pretty good there on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, based on the social media as of late, seems like all is well in the Brady household.
Skiing over the weekend?
Yeah.
That too? Yep. Like all that. Fine. Let's just say they're together. I mean, I don't know. Like, I believe the tabloids, but I believe everything. I take everything at face value. Everything. Including the racist talk show host, pseudo talk show host that we hate, or Murray hates. Dan Cilio, he had another one. Did you see this one?
Yep.
All kinds of scoops.
This one is actually hysterical. This one made me laugh.
Let me see if I can pull it
up.
Yeah,
hold on, pull it up. Hold on, wait a minute. Because it's like, just the way he worded this last one was really good. It's, hold on.
I can do the do-to-do.
Okay, he tweets, Dan Cilio, it's official.
In all caps, yelling it at you.
It's official. Tom Brady is out with the Patriots. They will move on from him after March 18th. Top three landing spots. 1, Dallas. 2, Chargers. 3, Raiders. But it's just the official part is what I love. It's official.
Yeah.
Like, behind the scenes, Brady released an official release to those in the know. Yeah,
the league put out a statement.
It's official. It's official. That got me sidetracked. Oh, but the whole hardball thing. Like, if I'd already be annoyed if I were Brady. It's like, no, guys. You've been playing hardball for 20 years, and I've been taking it. This year, for me to return, there's no hardball. It's good faith, up front, take care of me. I mean, that's what I thought. That's what I thought he was after. And they're already playing hardball with him. They haven't called him yet.
I know, it's amazing.
Haven't made him an offer? They got 30 days left to go. You haven't given him a number?
That's why I wonder if this thing is, you know, there's some sort of understanding behind the scenes that they both already know it's over.
So it could be that too. Dean in Salem with the Bruins at the deadline. Hi, Dean.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I want to compliment you on that Trocheck move. I think that's a fantastic
Trocheck. Vinny Trocheck.
Yes, he's awesome. If you can pull that off. What I wanted to bring up is a guy out there right now that's available. Winnipeg's looking to dump him. He's just coming off an injury. Dustin Byhnlein.
Okay, you can't butcher names worse than me. If you're worse than me with names, then you got to go.
Byhnlein, not Byhnlein.
Dustin, yeah, I like Byhnlein. Yeah.
Byhnlein. Wait, he hasn't played all year. Is he even under contract anymore?
I have no idea.
He's under contract. They're trying to negotiate a buyout for him.
Okay, and is he healthy?
Ish.
So
they're not sure.
I don't know. That's been Byhnlein me.
He's a he's played D and wing. He's an absolute moose. But I feel like he's way far. Here, go ahead. You can make fun. No. I mean, I'm trying to give him a serious answer. I mean, I know who he was talking about. Who am I to make fun of someone for names?
He's bugging out. I'll tell you, we've had some butchered names over the years. Dustin Buglin's a good one. That's a keeper.
It's how it's spelled, you understand? It's
yeah, even I know it's Bufflin. Yeah, I do like Buglin, though. I'm sorry, that one got me. It did. What about Dustin Buglin? All right. Move on before I make a complete jackass out of myself.
No.
It's too late. It's already
keep going,
too late.
Keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, please.
It would require an extra G, I think, to find it as Buglin.
There's no G in there?
No, there is one.
How do you spell it?
B-Y-F-U-G-L-I-E-N.
Yeah, yeah. I want either Buglin or Trachiak. The goalie for the 80 Olympic team in Russia.
I got it. They benched his ass after the first period.
He's like the head of international hockey in Russia now. Yeah, I like that Trachiak guy. Yeah, he's good with his pads. But I still, if you made me pick, though, I'd like Buglin better. Something about Buglin. I don't know. That's a keeper. Jimmy, make sure you archive that one, please. Dustin Buglin. Go ahead.
Okay. So we got that. I do want to circle back to the Red Sox here. Brady watch, Bruins watch, a week from the deadline here. And I want to talk about the Red Sox and market share, Maz. I want to get to that after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.